أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإن تولوا فقد أبلغتكم ما أرسلت به إليكم ويستخلف ربي قوما غيركم ولا تضرونه شيئا إن ربي على كل شيء حفيظ ولما جاء أمرنا نجينا هودا والذين آمنوا معه برحمة منا ونجيناهم من عذاب غليظ وتلك عاد جحدوا بآيات ربهم وعصوا رسله واتبعوا أمر كل جبار عنيد وأتبعوا في هذه الدنيا لعنة ويوم القيامة ألا إن عادا كفروا ربهم ألا بعدا لعاد قوم هود صدق الله العظيم. These are from verses 57 to 60 of Surah Hud. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues with the dialogue that Sayyiduna Hud alayhi salatu wa salam had with his people, and he says to them, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا, O my people, if you turn away from this message that I have been giving you continuously, فَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ مَا أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ إِلَيْكُمْ, then certainly I have disseminated the message that I had been sent with to you. Allah Ta'ala had sent me with this particular task, this particular duty of reminding you about Allah, of speaking about Tawheed and the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I have done my duty. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in His kindness had sent me, and all that was wanting from you is that you believe in Allah Rabbul Izzat. It will be to your advantage as far as your dunya and akhirat is concerned. But if you do not do so, وَيَسْتَخْلِفُ رَبِّي قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will replace you, my Rabb will replace you with a nation besides you. In other words, Allah Ta'ala will destroy you, and that destruction is no loss to Allah Ta'ala. This earth all belongs to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will destroy you. Allah will bring another community, another nation, and then Allah will send another Nabi, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will command that Nabi to invite the people. The wealth that Allah Ta'ala has given you will remain on this earth, and another nation will come and take over that wealth, and they will continue. وَلَا تَذُرُّونَهُ شَيْئًا, and you will not harm Allah Ta'ala in the least. And this is a very direct message to us also. Allah Ta'ala has sent this Quran, Allah has sent our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has shown us the Sirat-i-Mustaqim. Allah Ta'ala has given us the most beautiful way of life, and this is it. If we accept Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we make Allah Ta'ala's ibadat, it is to our benefit. If we turn away from Allah wa na'udhu billah, then it is no harm to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Inna Rabbi ala kulli shay'in hafiz. My Allah is hafiz. My Allah is a guardian. He looks over everything, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sees and observes everything. There's nothing that escapes Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا نَجَّيْنَا هُودًا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا. Now here in these verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not give a description, but all Allah Ta'ala says that when our command had come, then we had saved Hud alayhi salatu wassalam and those who had brought iman with him, بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا, because of a rahmah, a great mercy from our side. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's azab was such that there were days and there were years, 3 years, that there was no water, there was drought, there were a community that will be cultivating the land, there were farmers, agriculturists. Now when there's no water, there's no food, and now there was this worry and concern, what is going to happen to us? Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent thick clouds. When they saw these clouds, they said, here is the good tidings, the good news, that the rains are going to come down. And then the clouds began to move in the direction of their farming lands. And for them it was like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is really kind, really merciful, that these clouds are going into the direction of our farms, and now there will be water, and then suddenly a hurricane had broken out, and in that hurricane, their homes, and as massive as these people were, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroyed, toppled their homes, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroyed them. In other ayats of the Quran, it was one screeching sound, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had brought them right down, and they were destroyed. In certain narrations, as lofty, as tall as they were, as big as they were taken up into the skies, towards the skies, and then from there they were dropped, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroyed this nation. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ غَلِيرٍ. Allah ta'ala says, and we had saved them from a harsh and a great chastisement. وَتِلْكَ عَادٌ. Allah ta'ala says, and these were the people of Aad. جَهَدُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. They denied the signs, the verses of their Rabb. وَعَصَوْا رُسُولَهُ. And they also denied, and they were disobedient to their prophets. Now to their prophets in the plural sense, denying one Nabi is denying all the other Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. وَاتَّبَعُوا أَمْرَ كُلِّ جَبَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ. And they obeyed and they followed every tyrant, arrogant individual. That was the way of life. And again Allah gives us another very, very subtle reminder here, that in this dunya we see who we follow. One is Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise there are going to be many different invitations from different kinds of people that will sway us away from the path of Allah ta'ala. وَأُتْبِعُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا لَعْنَا وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And in this world, la'na, the curse of Allah ta'ala had pursued them, had followed them, and even on the day of qiyamah, it will continue to pursue and follow them. This life had come to an end with destruction, but there the curse of Allah ta'ala never stops. أَلَا إِنَّ عَادًا كَفَرُوا رَبَّهُمْ. Listen, certainly the people of Aad, they had disbelieved in their Rabb. Ala bu'dan li'ad. Allah Ta'ala says, and listen, curse be unto the people of Aad, Qawmi Hud, who were the people of Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu wassalam, to whom Allah Ta'ala had sent as a Nabi. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.